ამ და ანა მიქიაშვილები გადაცემას უძღვებოდი ნონა მჭედლიშვილი.
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. რუსეთში შეერთებული შტატების დიპლომატიურმა მისიამ შეწყვიტა სავიზო მოქმედებები, რომლებიც არ უკავშირდება მიგრაციას. დონალდ ტრამპი გამოაცხადებს სტრატეგიას ავღანეთთან მიმართებით. უკრაინის კონფლიქტის საკითხებში შეერთებული შტატების წარმომადგენელი რუს კოლეგას მინსკში შეხვდება. შეერთებული შტატები აცხადებს, რომ 23 აგვისტოდან რუსეთის მასშტაბით მისი დიპლომატიური მისია წვეთს სავიზო მოქმედებას, რომელიც არ უკავშირდება მიგრაციას, იმ შეზღუდვის გამო, რომელიც რუსეთმა დაუწესა შეერთებული შტატების დიპლომატთა რაოდენობას. რუსეთში შეერთებული შტატების საელჩო ამ განცხადებით გამოვიდა 21 აგვისტოს და განაცხადა, რომ მუშაობა მოსკოვში 1 სექტემბრიდან განახლდება, თუმცა სანქტ-პეტერბურგში, ეკატერინბურგში და ვლადივოსტოკში შეერთებული შტატების საკონსულოებში სავიზო მოქმედებების შეწყვეტილი იქნება განუსაზღვრელი ვადით. განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ რუსეთის გადაწყვეტილება შეემცირებინა შეერთებული შტატების დიპლომატიური მისია ეს ქვეშ აყენებს რუსეთის სწრაფვას უკეთესი ურთიერთობისკენ. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმერ პუტინმა გასულ თვეში მიმართა შეერთებულ შტატებს, რომ მან დაახლოებით 1200 თანამშრომლიდან 755 უნდა შეამციროს. მას შემდეგ, რაც შეერთებული შტატების კონგრესმა დაამტკიცა ახალი მკაცრი კანონი, რომელმაც გაამყარა მოსკოვისთვის დაწესებული სანქციები უკრაინაში გახორციელებული აგრესიის და იმ ცნობების გამო, რომ რუსეთი ჩაერია 2016 წლის შეერთებული შტატების საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებში. თეთრი სახლის განცხადებით პრეზიდენტი დონალდ ტრამპი 21 აგვისტოს მნიშვნელოვანი სიტყვით გამოვა და ახსნის ამერიკის სამოქმედო გეგმას ავღანეთსა და სამხრეთ აზიაში. სხვადასხვა გზა, რომლებსაც შეერთებული შტატების ლიდერები განიხილავდნენ, მოიცავს როგორც ქვეყნიდან სრულად გასვლას, ისე უფრო მეტი სამხედრო ძალის გაგზავნას თალიბანის და ავღანეთის მთავრობასთან მებრძოლის სხვა ექსტრემისტების დასამარცხებლად და ბრძოლის გააქტიურების მიზნით. იორდანიაში ვიზიტით მყოფმა შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრმა ჯიმ მეტისმა 20 აგვისტოს ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ მნიშვნელოვანი დებატების შემდეგ ტრამპი და სამხედრო ლიდერები შეთანხმდნენ ავღანეთის სტრატეგიაზე. მეტის დეტალები არ გაუმხელია, პრეზიდენტმა გადაწყვეტილება მიიღო და სურს მან თავად გამოაცხადოს ის ამერიკელი ხალხის წინაშეო, განაცხადა მან. უკრაინის კონფლიქტის საკითხებში შეერთებული შტატების წარმომადგენელი კურტ ვოკერი 21 აგვისტოს მინსკში შეხვდება რუსეთის წარმომადგენელს. სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტმა 18 აგვისტოს განაცხადა, რომ ვოკერი და რუსეთის წარმომადგენელი ისაუბრებენ რუსეთ-უკრაინის ურთიერთობაზე. კონკრეტულად ვინ იქნება რუსეთის წარმომადგენელი, ამას არც ერთი მხარე არ ასახელებს, თუმცა რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა სერგეი ლავროვმა მიმდინარე თვეში თქვა, შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანმა რექს ტილერსონმა მითხრა, რომ ვოკერი უახლოეს მომავალში შეხვდება ვლადისლავ სურკოვსო, კრემლის წარმომადგენელს უკრაინის საკითხებში. მინსკიდან ვოლკერი ვილნიუსში ჩავარდა 22 აგვისტოს ლიტვის მთავრობის წევრებთან გამართავს შეხვედრას უკრაინასთან მიმართებით სამომავლო სტრატეგიის განხილვის მიზნით, აცხადებს სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტი. რუსეთის მიერ მხარდაჭერილ სეპარატისტებს და უკრაინის სამთავრობო ძალებს შორის კონფლიქტს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში 2014 წლის აპრილის შემდეგ შეეწირა 10000-ზე მეტი ადამიანი. მედია და მაკედონიის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლები უწყებიან, რომ მაკედონიის დედაქალაქ სკოპიედან გაიყვანეს სერბიის საელჩოს სრული შემადგენლობა სასწრაფო კონსულტაციებისთვის ბელგრადში. მაკედონიის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრომ 20 აგვისტოს გვიან საღამოს განაცხადა, რომ სერბიის საელჩოსგან მიიღო ნოტა, რომლითაც მაკედონიის მთავრობა შეატყობინეს, რომ საელჩოს თანამშრომლები ბელგრადში გამოიძახეს კონსულტაციებისთვის. სერბიის წარმომადგენლები განცხადებას არ აკეთებენ. მაკედონიის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრო აცხადებს, რომ მისთვის უცნობია ამ გადაწყვეტილების მიზეზები და ამჟამად სერბიის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროსთან ცდილობს დაკავშირებას. იუწყებიან, რომ სერბიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი ივიცა დაჩიჩი ამ საკითხზე განცხადებას 21 აგვისტოს მოგვიანებით გააკეთებს. საქართველოში ხანძრის კერების ჩაქრობა გრძელდება ბორჯომის მუნიციპალიტეტის სოფელ დაბასთან. მთის ფერდობზე ხანძარი 20 აგვისტოს გაჩნდა. გარემოსაცვის სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით ხანძარი თითქმის ლოკალიზებულია და დარჩენილია ცეცხლის მცირე კერები. მათ ჩასაქრობად მუშაობს საქართველოს სხვადასხვა რეგიონიდან და თბილისიდან მობილიზებული 200-მდე მეხანძრე მაშველი და სასაზღვრო პოლიციის ვერტმფრენი. ეროვნული სატყეო სააგენტოს მიერ დღეს გავრცელებული ინფორმაციით ცეცხლი დაახლოებით 5 ჰექტარზე მოედო 2008 წლის აგვისტოს ომისროს სამწვარ ტერიტორიას. სატყეო სააგენტოს ცნობითვე დამწვარია ძველი ნახანძრალი ხეტყე და ბუჩქნარი, თუმცა ტყის მასივზე ცეცხლი არ გავრცელებულა. მთელი ღამის განმავლობაში მძიმე ტექნიკის დახმარებით მიმდინარეობდა ცეცხლის კერებამდე სახანძრო ავტომანქანებით მისასვლელი გზის გაწმენდა. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება.
In 2001, John Roger Stevens was on his way to becoming a well-respected session musician. He'd already played piano on Lauryn Hill's debut solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and had just been signed to a record deal. His sound, inspired by his gospel roots and his time in a collegiate a cappella group, was described by many as a throwback to the good old days. Poet Jay Ivey, a friend and fellow performer, thought John sounded like one of the old school R&B legends. And would often introduce him to others as John Legend. 15 years later, that young man from Springfield, Ohio, has become one of the most celebrated and respected contemporary R&B artists on the scene. This week, we shine the Soul Lounge spotlight on singer, songwriter, producer, actor, and philanthropist, John Legend.
You know, we've been struggling for such a long time, working here and there just to get by. It's finally time for me to get mine. No more robbing Peter so we could pay Paul. Up on the mama's house to make a phone call. No, we don't have to struggle at all. 'Cause now every day is feeling like Friday. I'm getting paid and doing it my way.
Celebrate, baby. you gotta live it up.
John Legend was born in a small town called Springfield, Ohio. One of four children, John lived the typical Midwestern middle-class life. His father was a factory worker and his mother a seamstress who often took breaks from work to homeschool her children. Despite his typical upbringing, John was a brilliant child who excelled both musically and academically. John grew up in the church, where he started singing in the choir at 4 and playing the piano at 7. John was only 16 years old when he graduated from high school with honors. He was accepted to Harvard, Georgetown, and Morehouse College, but decided to study at the University of Pennsylvania, where he majored in English with an emphasis on African-American literature. John's command of the English language and his talent for creating well-crafted stories would contribute to his reputation as a superior songwriter later in his career. In college, John was the musical director of a jazz and pop a cappella group called The Counterparts. The group received national attention after one of their songs landed on a compilation CD, and soon after, a friend introduced John Legend to Lauryn Hill. Impressed by his musicianship, she asked John if he'd be willing to play piano on a song she was working on for her new album. The song was called Everything Is Everything. After that, John was introduced to a well-known hip-hop producer who was working on his first album, a talented brother from Chicago named Kanye West. Like Lauryn, Kanye was impressed with John's talent and hired him to help write and sing the hooks on a few of his songs. The two of them forged a musical friendship and worked closely together as Kanye worked toward becoming a rapper. Kanye eventually signed Legend to his Good record label, and in 2004, John Legend released his debut album, Get Lifted. Straight out of the gate, the album debuted in the top 10 of the Billboard 200. It won the 2005 Grammy Award for Best R&B Album. The first single, Used to Love You, was produced by Kanye West and was an expert blend of John's soulful voice and Kanye's hip-hop influences.
Maybe it's me, maybe I bore you. No, no, it's my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, puppy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Maybe when I used to love you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. I went through the fire for you. Anything you ask me to, but I'm tired of living this lie. It's getting harder to justify. I realize that I just don't love you. Somebody, so we could build like Whitney and Bobby. It's probably my fault, my bad, my loss.
Love.
second single from Get Lifted was a beautifully crafted ballad that tells the story of a couple going through changes but determined to keep their love alive. The simplicity of the piano complements the complexity of the songwriting. John won his second of three Grammys in 2005 for this song. Here's Ordinary People inside the Soul Lounge.
With you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. But as our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you. Ordinary people, we don't know which way to go, cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow, take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow.
Take it slow.
In the year following the release of his first album, John Legend became an in-demand collaborator. Mary J. Blige, the Black Eyed Peas, Jay-Z, Fergie, and Michael Jackson, among others, called on John to co-write and produce songs for their albums. All the while, John was working on his follow-up to Get Lifted, and in 2006, John Legend's second album, Once Again, was released. This time, John produced most of the album, though he did work with Kanye, will.i.am, and Rafael Sadiq on a few of the cuts. On this album, we hear the influences of John's favorite artists, including Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and Donnie Hathaway. Here is the first single, another Grammy winner, called Save Room, on Soul Lounge, John Legend.
Say that you'll stay a little. Don't say bye-bye tonight. Say you'll be mine. Just a little bit of love is worth a moment of your time. Knocking on your door just a little. So cold outside tonight. Let's get a fire and burn it. Oh, I know I'll keep it burning bright. If you stay,
spoken weeks. So time something I can see. Why all the mystery? I try not to fall for make-believe, but what is reality? Where do we go? What do we know? Life has to have meaning. Show me the light, show me the way. Show that you're listening. Show me that you love me. Show me that you want me. Hopefully, just above me, heaven's watching over me. Guess it's funny how I say thanks to you for all you've given me. Sometimes the price of what you gave to me, I can't stop questioning. Oh God of love, peace and mercy, why so much suffering? I pray for the world, it gets worse to me. Wonder if you listen to me. When people go, why do they go? Why don't you choose me? But someday I know I'm gonna go. I hope you're waiting for me.
Show Me, John Legend's favorite song from his second album, Once Again. John described the song as a prayer, asking God, why is there so much suffering in the world, and how does God choose who is lucky enough to be born into wealth? The song inspired him not to just talk about it, but to do something about it. So John Legend created the Show Me campaign to fight poverty in underdeveloped countries. John's concern for those less fortunate would continue, and we're going to talk more about that and, of course, hear more music from this week's Soul Lounge featured artist, John Legend, in just a few.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryear to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to Soul Lounge. This week we are shining the spotlight on singer, songwriter, musician, and producer John Legend. We pick up his story in 2007. John had two albums under his belt and countless collaborations with well-respected artists across genres. He's also coming into his own as a philanthropist, carefully choosing causes to which he can lend his voice and use his influence to promote change. After the success of the Show Me campaign, John expanded his efforts to the HIV/AIDS awareness and prevention movement. John also joined the national board of Teach for America and has spoken out many times in support of women's issues, including health and education. Toward the end of 2008, John Legend released his third studio album. The album was a departure from what his fans were used to, which is exactly what Legend set out to create. He titled the album Evolver and described it as a musical manifestation of his evolution as a man and artist. No surprise, Legend took home a few Grammys for the project that year, including one for the song Greenlight, the album's biggest hit, featuring Andre 3000. You remember this one, don't you?
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. I'm checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so
give me the green light.
And I'll make it so. You'll be my only true lover. No competition, no other. Maybe it's just the thrill of the chase, but I've got a feeling I'm winning this race. Baby, I'm getting much closer. I just need permission, so
give me the green light.
One more try. said, what she said. It seems like you just don't know. The radio's on, you're tuning me out. I'm trying to speak, you're turning me down. Still can't believe found somebody new, but I wish you the best, I guess. Cause everybody knows that nobody really knows how to make it work or how to ease the hurt. We've heard it all before and everybody knows just how to make it right. I wish we gave
John Legend's album Evolver, that was Everybody Knows on the Soul Lounge. There was another song from the album that reflected the excitement of the time. You know, just a month after his album was released, Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. And this next song was inspired by his campaign for hope and change. Here is John Legend with If You're Out There on the Soul Lounge.
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation, we can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late. We've been looking for a song to sing. We search for a melody, search for someone to lead. Same and gone to say. Promises, no more call to war. Lessons, love and peace that we're really fighting for. We can destroy hunger, we can conquer hate. Put down the arms and raise your voice. We're joining hands today. Search for a leader, but the leader was
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation that can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late.
The next few years were exciting ones for John Legend for both good and not so good reasons. In 2011, John was sued by a songwriter named Anthony Stokes for copyright infringement. Legend denied the charges and insisted that he would never steal anyone's work, but eventually settled out of court for an undisclosed amount. Later that year, he performed as a guest for the band Sade. Yes, that Sade. They did 50 shows all over the world together. And in 2012, Legend received an honorary doctorate degree from Howard University. Dr. Legend also made a few television appearances, and to top it all off, he married his longtime girlfriend, model Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy became John's muse as he headed back into the studio to work on his fourth album, Love in the Future. The most successful song on that was written for his new wife, and it hit number one on the Billboard 100 charts. Here's All of Me by this week's Soul Lounge featured artist, John Legend.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright.
Actions. give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Could I give you all of me? And you give me all.
We're celebrating the life and music of John Legend, who in the last 15 years has provided music lovers with plenty to enjoy. But as the legendary Quincy Jones said, this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what John Legend has to offer. In 2015, John added an Academy Award to his 10 Grammys for a song that he co-wrote and performed with rapper Common. The song was written for the movie Selma about the voter rights marches from Selma to Montgomery during America's civil rights era. Glory is a powerful song that gives props to the history of the struggle while also inspiring a new generation to carry the torch until everyone is free. When asked why he asked Legend to join him on the project, Common said, quote, I was moved so much by the experience I had in Selma, and I just thought John Legend would be the perfect voice because he is a very soulful artist and a meaningful artist, but he is also active in helping out the community, end quote. And that, as much as his music, has become part of John Legend's legacy.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon, is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes,
once again for joining me this week on Soul Lounge. If there is an artist that you'd like to hear featured on the show, please reach out to me on social media. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. Until next week, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Ooh. Baby, since the day you came into my life, you made me realize that we were born to fly. You showed me every day new possibilities. You proved my fantasies of love could really be. Let's go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known. To the top of the clouds we're floating away. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Oh, this love is blazing. Baby, we're so high, walking on cloud nine. So high, so moon, or sail among the stars before the night is through. And when morning comes, we'll see the sun is not so far. And we can't get much closer to God than where we are. We'll go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known. To the top of the clouds we're floating away. Yeah. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Oh, this love is blazing. And baby, we're so high, walking on cloud nine. So high, so
რატომ არის ევროკავშირი წარმატებული პროექტი?
That the Nobel Peace Prize for 2012 to the European Union.
რას უშ საქართველოს ევროპულ სტრუქტურებში ინტეგრაცია?
არი დაუჯერ ჩვენი ქვეყნის ევროპულ მოვალს, იმისაც რომ ჩვენი ქვეყანა გახდეს თანამედროვე, ძლიერი ევროპული სახელმწიფო.
ამდა სხვა საკითხებზე ვსაუბრობთ პროგრამა ახალ ევროპაში ყოველ სამშაბათს. გვისმინეთ სიხშირეზე FM 107.4 და